Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Your Clothes Say It For You. In the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 22, verse 10 and following, "So those servants went into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen." Notice this is a portion of Scripture addressing a man who was improperly dressed at a particular event. I heard someone recently say of a Western wedding, and the letter that was written said that this wedding was just a typical Western wedding. I'm talking about Western United States. And the lady writing the letter said it was the typical Western wedding of the bride dressed in her beautiful white gown and the groom wearing blue jeans and cowboy boots. Well, you know, people can choose to wear what they want to at their own weddings. So this is the idea that is presented here. The king who was holding the wedding had provided the garments for those who would attend the wedding. And they knew what his wishes were, and should they come, they would be complying with his wishes by wearing the garment that he had provided for them. You know, there are different types of garments that we've mentioned. There is one of those is that in Jonah, in the book of Jonah, that the people put on sackcloth and cover themselves with ashes, and that was their garment to show that there had been a change in their heart, that they were willing, they had repented on the inside. In this case here, the portion of Scripture for our devotional today, the king had provided this garment. The occasion required a special type of dress. And for one not to come indicated again, I don't have time for this. But notice it was the king. And the king invited his friends. And the king to be a friend of the king meant a very special position. And so in this case, it was one who took for granted that he was called the king's friend. He presumed upon the king and came wearing what he wanted to wear. But he was also speechless when he asked, "Friend, how camest thou hither not wearing a wedding garment?" Well, he had nothing else to say. So he could not make any excuses and say, "I don't have one. I didn't have the money. You shouldn't have invited me if you were going to require me to go out and buy something to wear especially for this occasion." No, that wasn't the case. When these kings provided, when they had the invitation, they provided the garments that these were to wear. He could not say, "Now, I didn't know what to wear," because, again, the king had provided that. Looking into this, we think of the fact that we're going to have a meeting with the King of Kings, and we therefore are to prepare for this meeting. There is no one who does not know that they are going to meet the Creator. There are some who will say, "No, they don't believe in a Creator," but that's not going to change anything. The fact remains, they know, and God knows what they know. Not only does God know what they know, the Lord knows what they are going to know in the future, and he knows what you're going to do with the truth once you get it. But he is God, and that's sovereign. That's just the way he does work. So the Lord tells us that we are to prepare. Now, he has provided the garment that we are to be wearing when we meet him, and that garment is none other than the righteousness of the Lord Jesus. We have that righteousness given unto us through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you will accept Christ, you are prepared for that great meeting. If you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you're trusting in him and him alone. You're ready for that meeting, and you won't be turned away, and you'll be able to rejoice at that wedding. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.